Countries in Asia are taking measures against the Nipah virus amid an outbreak in India. Singapore, Malaysia and Thailand are among those stepping up airport health screenings as part of measures to prevent transmission. But what exactly is Nipah and how concerned should we be about it?
Nipah is a rare viral infection that comes mainly from fruit bats. It was first identified in Malaysia in the late 90s.
Most transmission events are because of a contact either with an infected animal or with something that has been contaminated by fruit bats.
It can also spread from person to person, typically after close contact between the sick and their caregivers, though experts say that does not happen easily. Nipah can cause severe illness and can be deadly.
The death rate varies from outbreak to outbreak, but is of the order of about 45 to 75% mortality rate.
Though Hunter points out that is based on identified infections. He says some people get no symptoms at all and may not be identified as infected. This means Nipah's actual death rate is likely to be lower. One concern is that the infection has an incubation period of 1 to 2 weeks.
And what this means is that it's actually very difficult to control at airports. If you've got a disease that's got 2 weeks incubation period for the first 2 weeks after somebody's carrying the infection, there's no way you can pick it up.
For those who do get symptoms, Hunter says the early signs can be non-specific, like fever and headaches. In severe cases, Nipah can cause encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain.
You have a high fever, you have very severe headaches, and you can have photophobia where the light hurts your eyes. And that is often associated with cases that ultimately die.
The WHO sees it as a priority pathogen, but the virus has not yet shown signs of becoming more transmissible among humans or spreading easily worldwide. In the meantime, experts say those in high-risk areas should be careful, peel fruit before eating, and don't drink raw juice as it hasn't been pasteurized to kill viruses.
Singapore has stepped up vigilance against the Nipah virus. Temperature screening will be set up at Changi Airport for flights arriving from affected areas. Health advisories will also be issued at all points of entry, urging inbound travellers to seek medical attention if they feel unwell after travel. And these are part of measures announced by the Communicable Diseases Agency in response to the ongoing outbreak in West Bengal, India.
Across Asia, health authorities are on high alert, stepping up measures to guard against the spread of the Nipah virus amid a fresh outbreak in West Bengal, the seventh reported in India since 2001. Airports in Thailand, Hong Kong and neighbouring Malaysia, for example, have ramped up screening for passengers from India. Singapore is following suit, with temperature checks for flights arriving from affected areas and increased surveillance of migrant workers arriving from South Asia. One infectious disease expert says the risk of transmission is much lower than that of COVID-19.
These are sporadic outbreaks. I think the chance that you will spill out of Singapore is quite little. We have, as previous experts have also opined that we have more than we definitely have the ability to contain this outbreak, and we have definitely the support services to treat the one or two patients.
Still, the Communicable Diseases Agency is not taking any chances. While there are only two official cases reported so far, it's working with its counterparts in South Asia to better understand the situation. This includes monitoring for any mutations and secondary infections.
With many of these outbreak situations, they are dynamic, so it's not like we can establish thresholds in advance. But in general, the thing that would increase risk is if the area of the outbreak spreads, if more people get infected, or if there's evidence of sustained community transmission. Right now, it's just the two patients, and so we're monitoring that situation very carefully, and we will take the necessary steps in terms of increasing precautions if the situation changes.
In a social media post, Health Minister Ong Ye Kung says there is currently no evidence of sustained human-to-human transmission. He also reassured that Singapore has various tools to respond appropriately and will act quickly to protect public health. One general practitioner says clinical vigilance will play a key role in detection, as they are the first line of defense.
As GPs, we should be vigilant and do a thorough history-taking assessment. And if they are of there's a clinical suspicion that could have Nipah virus, of course, we'll inform MOH and refer to the hospitals without any delay. So that should be the approach, and not quarantine themselves at home, lah.
For now, travellers going to affected areas are advised to remain vigilant and to inform doctors of their recent travel should they feel unwell.
Now, earlier we spoke to Dr. Leong Ho Nam, a senior consultant and infectious diseases physician at Ropi Clinic. He explains how concerned the public should be about the virus and why the risk of sustained transmission is low.
We should be concerned, but not overly concerned. There's transmission out of Bangladesh, so the cases may come into Singapore. Let's be realistic. For that reason, I'm concerned the heightened alert which the Ministry of Health is taking in terms of screening will raise a profile. It's to tell the travellers, we are concerned. If you're unwell, please get medical help. So for that, that's good. However, the actual risk of transmitting into Singapore with a sustained transmission is honestly very, very low. That's because the transmissibility of the virus is a far cry from influenza, COVID, which we just came out of, on a very, very far cry from measles or chickenpox. So the R0, which is the transmissibility index, is only 0.5 for that of Nipah virus. But for influenza as well as COVID, we're talking about 1.5 to 2, which is easily four times more. Or measles and chickenpox, which is R0 of 15, which is 30 times more. So what transmits is actually very close contact. If you are sharing the same bed as an infected individual, you share the same food as an infected individual, you may spread. But if you are just going to meet casually and I've got my mask on and I'm not touching your hands, I'm not touching your snoot, I am free, I am safe. In other words, keep your personal space to yourself. Don't share your personal space with strangers.
You mentioned the comparison between the transmissibility of the Nipah virus and COVID and influenza. Can you help us understand how this compares in terms of symptoms? How are the symptoms of Nipah different to COVID, or are they the same?
Great question. Fever, headache, muscle ache, and cough. Those are the most common symptoms. And frankly, it's the same like any other cold or influenza. You can't tell. Thereafter, you have a little bit more salivation, you have more phlegm, and the headache gets worse because the infection starts going on to the brains. And when that happens, you lose consciousness, and in turn, you may get a little bit, you have chaotic thoughts coming in. And surely you know that you're unwell. If you can't tell that you're unwell, I'm very sure the people around you can tell you that you're unwell.
So quite similar to flu symptoms. Are there any particular groups that would be more susceptible to the spread of this virus? Say children, the elderly, immunocompromised?
Yes, indeed. The usual, the young and the very old, the immunocompromised, will probably get a worse manifestation of the disease. But in truth, anyone, if you are living and breathing, you may be exposed to the virus, you may fall sick to it. But transmissibility is not as easy as influenza, nor COVID. You really need someone to come into your personal space. Or you consume leftover foods from other people, or that's been consumed by bats and animals. As long as you have good personal hygiene, have your personal space, remember the old playbook of masks and washing hands, do that, Singapore, you will be safe.